Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janie Smith is here. Janie is a new friend. She's the president of Smart Advantage Incorporated, the author of a best-selling book, Creating a Competitive Advantage, and her new book is called Relevant Selling. She's a contributor to Affluent Magazine, and she's our new friend, Janie Smith. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your success with your books. And relevant selling is something that my audience has heard a little bit about, and we'd like to hear how you think about it, because you say that too many businesses are clueless about what customers really want, what they really hold dear.
That's true. They are. And I prove it. You know, my company, Smart Advantage, proves it every month, multiple times with our clients. We conduct double-blind market research of their customers and prospects, and before we show them the findings, we have been doing this for 20 years. We say to them, what do you think the top three buying attributes are, the hierarchy of buying criteria for your customers? What do you think came in top, 1, 2, and 3? 90% are guessing wrong.
Of the
10% who guess right, we say, okay, so you've got the right attributes. How are you selling them? And they will meekly say, gee, we're not.
Uh-huh.
So there is a huge disconnect between what the customer values and what companies are out there espousing.
Well, and it's sad because customers will tell you what they're interested in, won't they?
Well, I have a belief about that, is that yes, but the best data is not gotten in a sales encounter or face-to-face. Because customers, two reasons, customers will usually talk about price, which is why you get painted into commodity corner.
Mm-hmm.
Customers tell you it's price because they're negotiating. When we do double-blind research and the respondent doesn't know who's asking, price
mm-hmm.
does not come high, and so the face-to-face does not remove the bias. I'm a big believer in double-blind research. Now, not to say you shouldn't do that if you don't have the budget for the, what I call the gold standard, then you should do that, but it should be very disciplined. There's an art and a science to asking a question in the order in which to ask questions.
Right.
Most business people don't know how to do that.
So what did you find, what does your research show that the customers were more interested in?
The customers, what we talk about over and over is it's not what you sell. Most businesses are selling a commodity. Most products and services are commodities.
You can get whatever you sell, you can get 16 places within 2 miles and 1,000 places online.
That's correct. And so it's not what you sell, it's how you sell. So the things that come in frequently that the company's not talking about are what I call the obvious that is inobvious to the company. It might be as simple as on-time delivery, order in full, order accuracy, having a technician to my site within 30 minutes when I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It can be all kinds of things around what we call deliverables at Smart Advantage. We uncover 100 to 200 of those things in a company that they didn't even think about because they can't see the forest through the trees.
Mm-hmm.
We identify a minimum of 50 to 100 potential differentiators they didn't know they had. And those are the kinds of things.
Give us an example of what a couple, two or three of those differentiators are.
Well, I gave you a couple of them. So one example is a company that is a distributor and manufacturer of chemicals. The number one thing most valued by their customers was, because it's chemicals, quality. So we said to them, how do you measure quality? They said, we don't know. We said, all right, we do. What's your return rate? Well, we don't know, but we have data somewhere. They send us 8 years of data. We put it in a pivot table, only to find that they had less than a 0.5% of return rate for the past 8 years, and nobody was waving that flag. That's incredible. And so when they did, their sales spiked instantly because they had very solid evidence.
And as you said, they had the research. They just weren't even acting on it. Even if they did the research, they weren't acting on it. Yes. Janie, give us your website, please.
SmartAdvantage.com. S-M-A-R-T. SmartAdvantage, all one word, .com.
All one word. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Janie about how much does her research show customers care about values, putting an S on value, and about trust? How often does that come up? Quick break, 20 tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.